It's not us no more.
What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. La 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 la. I need to do a new intro because, this intro is kind of weird. But today I want to talk to you about what happened 4 days ago. Okay, 4 days ago at night, I had a horrible mental breakdown again, and I decided to write like what was happening to me at that moment. I tried to describe a little by my situation, and I was trying to make a script for a podcast talking about how horrible is my life, how I hate my life, what is happening, and I think it's the second time I do that. I write an episode, but I don't translate it or record it. It's just there, you know. I haven't opened it yet, and I don't plan to. I consider this podcast as my therapy, since it's cheaper than getting a therapist. Yeah, and the thing with my situation is that I got tired of talking about my situation, just like I got tired of talking about my accent and how I don't pronounce right the words. So, I'm tired of that shit. Think I'm ready to ignore my situation and pretend I live in my best life until it comes like true, you know? So from now on, I guess I'm going to stop telling my personal tragedies or hiding them at them, you know? So leaving that outside, this is the third episode that I uploaded consecutively, you know, according to the calendar that is in the official blog of this podcast, link in bio. But if you are from Apple Podcasts, it's not link in bio, it's more like you need to search me on Instagram. So sprinkling kindness, and there he is. So, and I feel very good, actually. I had since November that I did not upload my episodes like consecutively, so I'm ready to live my best life. I tried to upload consecutively in December, but for some issues I could not, and in January I had planned to do it, but I really did not try enough until the end when I uploaded in an early February the episode I'm back, you know, if you remember that episode. If not, there is for there, you know, for somewhere. So, yeah. And in fact, also at the beginning of February, I recorded the episode I Deserve More, but I didn't edit in time and I didn't upload it. So I lost like 2 days. So, but I'm trying to do it now. Yeah. It's still, what day it is? Friday, 19. Yeah. So, today is day of podcast, and today I'm recording this episode. Yeah, for that, this episode is gonna be uploaded like 1 a.m. or I don't know what time, but it's gonna be today. So today I recorded it, and today I'm gonna upload this episode. So yeah, hi future me, 2 hours late or maybe 3. So yeah, so what I was talking about? Yeah, so. Yeah, I recorded the episode I Deserve More, but I didn't edit in time, and I didn't upload it, so I lost 2 days. Yeah, but I'm trying to do it now. Yeah, so yeah. I think at certain point, I have a very slight depression, but I keep trying every day. There are some days that are more difficult than others. Today, I feel, not yesterday, no, I don't know, but these days are kind of difficult for me. I don't know why, but I don't want to do nothing, but I'm trying. I swear God, I'm trying. There are days where I really want to do something, like today. I want to do it. It doesn't matter if I upload this episode at 9, but today is going to be this episode uploaded, okay? Where I really want to produce an episode, edit. I even have the idea, but I don't do it sometimes, but that streak is over. You know, I will do what I did last year to produce more episodes. So if one day I feel bad, I feel sad, I won't have any problem because episode I gotta schedule. I don't know if I'm pronouncing and I'm saying right, but yeah, I'm gonna schedule the episode. Oh yeah, I want to make this like very seriously. Many times I have the idea of what I can say in an episode, but I forget some of my ideas. I put them in notes, but after I read them, they become like silly, stupid, and I don't like say them. Like 2 days ago, I watched the movie like The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and in one scene, our main actor or main character was telling his teacher, "Why are good people always with bad people? Like, you know, relationship and that stuff, and like partners." And the teacher answered, "Because people accept to love we think we deserve." And I really wanted to do an episode talking about love and about that movie, because I think it's a very good phrase, you know. I wanted to talk about how I feel like love is and those stuff, you know. I like talk about that, but I didn't. But I'm still commenting on that phrase right now, so I did it at the same time. I don't know, like, I'm just like, I don't know, improvising, yeah. So I also wanted to talk about you, about family, and what I consider to be a family, but I never did it anyways. And I have more ideas, but a lot of them I forgot in my head. It was like, oh, this looks great for a podcast episode, but then say like later, like, oh no, So another thing I'm trying to do is make my Instagram more aesthetic, but make it look pretty good, because every time I do an episode, I search for a picture and I put the title of the episode, and I try to make the picture related to what I'm going to say. I also make the letters and colors look pretty, but the point is that when I put them on Instagram, like, you know, the covers of every single episode, they are so different. All the covers look like ugly together, and all my words go through the trash. Yeah, I tried this like 3 episodes in a row to upload pictures and things that looking like the cover colors, but all together it still looks horrible. So now I'm going to opt to use a white like frame every time I upload an episode to see if that's why my Instagram looks pretty. You know, I want to have a aesthetic Instagram, because I don't like my Instagram, and have aesthetic, it's kind of cool have a pretty Instagram for this podcast and for everything. So I'm trying to make content also, so go follow me on Instagram if you want. If you don't want, it's okay. Just listen to this podcast. This is the whole point. But, you know, sometimes you want to do, like, more. But sometimes that doesn't work. And sometimes that isn't enough. Like, just have the podcast. You need to do more things and more stuff. And actually, the whole point, I don't know what, how to say the point of this podcast was like, try to help people, try to be nice, try to be, you know, spring kindness and that stuff. And I feel like I'm not helping anyone, I'm helping myself, because this is like my therapy, because I have person to who talk about, and I have persons, I meet person, I think I have friends, yeah, I don't know if I have or not, but I can tell with people, but I don't say these things because I don't know, I feel stupid. So this is my therapy, and I wanted, you know, to help someone, but I feel like helping myself more, so I think I'm selfish at the same time. But I like this podcast, and I'm pretty sure you like too. Because if you don't like it, why you are here? I love you if you don't like me. At the same time, I like everyone. Just that people that kill babies and kids. I don't fuck with those people. So, I don't want to use a filter for all the photos them of my Instagram, because I think it will ruin the essence. I don't know. Yesterday I write this episode. So essence, yeah, of the cover, in that each cover means like something. It marks the each episode. It's different from the other. And I think if I pull a filter to make them look similar, it's going to look like horrible, you know, for the aesthetic of Instagram. But I'm trying to be a graphic designer, and it's hard, you know, trying to do this marketing stuff, because I feel this is marketing at the same time, but I don't know what the fuck it is. I feel it's more like graphic designer, because I feel this is like graphic design. Oh my god, I don't know if you saw this interview of both of Dixie D'Amelio, and she said like, I do my makeup every day, but I don't do my something like that, and I feel like that right now. I gotta be canceled for that. Nah, I'm not going to be canceled. I know, because I'm a good person. But I feel like Dixie D'Amelio is also a good person too. But I don't know. So, and actually, I care if you cancel me. I really care about that. So, but well, friends, this is all for this episode. I think it was like weird. Or boring, but acceptable, yeah, because it was too fast. I feel, you know, the introduction of this episode was just the holding point, like, what's up, friends, how are you, this is, we're gonna talk about this, like, really, really fast, so, yeah, and it was, like, very, what's the shorter episode, yeah. What's up? No, surprise, Shari. I love that meme. And I think it was weird, like this episode, but acceptable at the same time. I think it's like this because I'm watching a marathon of all the Twilight movies, and I'll probably do one episode commenting on these movies in the future. But well, friends, also I gotta sell because it's future, the movie of Pretty Woman, because I love that movie, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna do an episode talking about Pretty Woman, because I like that movie. Makes me cry, makes me feel angry, makes me stressed. It's so, I love that movie, it's the best. And yeah, I recommend, I 100% recommend that movie. So go watch it there, because probably in like 2 days, we're gonna talk about that movie. Well, friend, this was all for this episode. You know, I hope you have a beautiful life. If you don't have it, it doesn't matter. You can pretend you have it with me, you know, until it comes true and like into reality, and see you in the next episode. Kisses and hugs. Bye. I don't like that, like bye, just goodbye, bye. Okay, bye.